Scientists around the world are celebrating the latest entry to the periodic table. It's taken more than a decade for element 112 to be officially recognised, but it's here and it's the biggest and heaviest atom yet. Now it's just a matter of naming it. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium.
It's already a long list, but the periodic table is set to expand.
Now we can actually redraw the periodic table with an extra name. So the joint working party has now accepted the proof that this element does exist, and now people have the opportunity to actually name it.
John Kalman is a senior lecturer in chemistry at the University of Technology, Sydney. He says it's taken a decade for a scientific team based in Germany to get element 112 approved by authorities.
They first detected this element in the late 90s, and it's only now that sufficient evidence has been accumulated by repeating experiments and so on and doing new experiments that it's become totally convincing.
This man-made atom muscles in at 227 times that of hydrogen, making it the heaviest addition to the periodic table. Dr. Michael Hotchkiss is a nuclear scientist with ANSTO, Australia's Nuclear Research and Development Organisation. He says the advanced technology used to make element 112 is of real practical interest.
We use accelerators at ANSTO for the detection of signatures of nuclear activities. We use accelerators as dating tools for geology and environmental sciences. And it's using technology which is not so far removed from the technology that's used for the discovery of these new elements.
Now it's up to the discoverers to decide on a name. ANSTO's Michael Hotchkiss suggests they delve deep for inspiration.
I would like to nominate the ancient Greek philosopher Empedocles. He suggested fire, water, earth and air, but it was the beginnings of science as we know it now and the beginnings of chemistry, of understanding the constituents of matter.
And is your reasoning behind that, that there's been enough acknowledgement to date of other scientists?
Yes, well, in the last few years, with the discovery of 10 or 12 new elements since the 1940s, the people and places have already been acknowledged. For example, Einsteinium, Californium, Darmstadtium. So maybe we can look further back to ancient Greece.
Cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium.
Scientists will have to wait until the end of the year to find out who has been bestowed the honour of ending up on the wall chart of every science classroom. And as the song goes, who knows when more elements will be discovered.
These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Yes, Bronwyn Herbert reporting.